Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
The holidays come and go so quickly, but there's a way you can maintain that holiday feeling. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, his name is Patrick Murphy. Hi, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, keeping your holiday plants going. And we do have some really nice, beautiful holiday plants that we can enjoy this time of year, but it's nice to enjoy them on and on and on.
It is, and I was speaking with some fellow gardeners and fellow landscapers that I'm associated with, and I was able to add a couple of plants to our list. There were ones that I had not really thought of, but then after they were brought up, I was like, well, you know what? I remember I threw a rosemary tree away one year because somebody gave me a little Christmas tree, live plant, but it was actually a rosemary plant.
Oh, interesting.
And it was, groomed into this little Christmas tree shape, and it had little ornaments on it. And by the time that the New Year's holiday was over and done, I had missed the opportunity to save that plant. So it went in the garbage,
That's the compost.
It went in the compost. Yeah, the plastic pot did go in the garbage. But if you're associated with gardener, landscape, plant geek types or not, I found these plants to be ones that can enter into our lives and our homes during the holidays, starting with holly and other leafy evergreens, because holly is an evergreen because it stays green year-round.
And if somebody gives you a holly for Christmas, can you really keep it alive to plant it outside until the spring?
I think you can.
Okay.
But it is a challenge. So, so we've got holly and some leafy evergreens, rosemary and thyme, which are also culinary herbs, the always loved and always beautiful poinsettia, and mistletoe. These are the plants that I think most commonly end up as gifts. Also included are spearmint, which is a herbaceous perennial. And, of course, there's Christmas cactus.
I've got one.
You usually get those when the show is underway, but we can talk about that if needed. But with the holly and the leafy evergreens, much like with the rosemary and thyme, these are woody plants or herbaceous perennials or, either way, kind of for woody plants for the holly and the azaleas and rhododendrons that show up as holiday decorated leafy plants, interior foliage plants for our house. And the one thing I've noticed about these gift florals, if you will, is that they come in a very small vessel with very little soil in it, which makes perfect sense. Because if Grow Corporate was thinking about running our own plant show as far as selling plants, you got to ship those pots of dirt. And that adds up to costs.
Right.
So a lot of times you get this pot that has the minimum amount of soil, a whole bunch of roots, and they need a lot of care. So within a week of the holidays being over, within a week, not after a week, so right after Christmas to right after New Year's, you need to think about finding another pot so you can do a pot in a pot, or a slightly larger pot to repot these little characters, because they're going to need some extra soil to kind of help them get through a bright but chilly winter at your house. And that's the challenge. Who has that at their house? Well, I know at the Kennedy compound, the conservatories make it very easy.
Indeed, they do.
And the servants and everything, Laura.
We're so appreciative
so jealous.
Of them. Yes.
They are. They have such great attitudes,
they
too.
They do.
But if
Bless.
You don't have that, where can you find this? Well, it's challenging because it's usually found on the south and west side of your house. And if you have a basement that has the light well style windows, that's where you might find this cool and sunny conditions to help winter over these woody plants until March when you can move them outside.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, maintaining those holiday plants. So if you've got good window wells and a basement, that's a good place to put them.
It is. But now if you don't have that, and say you've got a ground level garage where a little bit of light comes in as the light travels, you can get away with using that area too. It's just that you don't want these plants to get below 40 degrees to where the soil starts to tighten from freezing. So not too warm, not too cold.
Goldilocks.
For our hollies, azaleas, rhododendrons, camellias, rosemary, and thyme. But rosemary and thyme, let's talk about those. Those
okay.
are perennials.
You bet.
Woody type. They are fragrant. So there's ways to keep them. There's ways to use them for dried culinary herbs by separating them from their below-ground parts, known as the roots, and saving all the leaves and branches for steaming or for drying perennials
yeah.
for culinary herb usage in the house. They are much like the shrubbery-type plants that we talked about that need a cool and sunny place. They are going to be a little more forgiving of the light requirements. So if you have a spot that's a little less light than the holly can stand, but you can get away with that lower light with the rosemary and thyme, and either repot or double pot them. So repotting is pretty common sense. You want a pot that's about, you know, 2 or 3 fingers larger in depth and width mm-hmm. than what you have, making small jumps in pot sizes.
So don't go from a tiny pot to a vast one.
No, don't want to do that.
Okay.
But if you don't have a pot to repot the whole thing in, you could take a slightly larger pot with newspapers or, you know, leftover Christmas wrapping to kind of insulate this little pot in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Find it a sunny and somewhat bright, so a cool and bright place. And these, the rosemary and thyme, they are going to require you to water them during this kind of cool dormancy in the house.
How much?
Prevent them from drying out.
Okay.
That's all. So it's going to vary depending upon conditions.
Right.
So poinsettia is the most common plant for people to save.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally have never actually done it. I've talked about doing it with people many times. I've worked in greenhouse for companies that own greenhouses where there were poinsettias left over and we were taking care of them. And the problem is, what do you do with them after you take care of them? Well, they become an interior foliage plant. That's
okay.
what they do. But the trick on these is to let them dry out a little bit after Christmas. And
do we need to repot those guys?
It's always a good idea, too, because a lot of the florals that we buy and we receive as gifts, they have that same deal with the, there's enough soil there, but it's not enough for them to live in it forever. And you're going to have to double pot or jump up a pot size.
Just like you went to the garden store and bought a new plant, treat it that way when you bring it home and give it a new home.
I think so, yeah. You got to make those jumps in size in small increments. So when Juan Balme named the poinsettia in the 17th century, it was the poinsettia that is different from the one we see in the store when we buy it. It
uh-huh.
doesn't have the colored foliage. That's what's going to happen to your poinsettia after you keep it for a while. And after the holidays have passed, you might lose some of those colored
yeah.
leaves that are there. And you have the plant that was in its original form, still beautiful and graceful. But I just like to throw that point in there, that the thing that we love about them goes away after you keep them.
But doesn't that kind of give you a chance to enjoy it as a holiday plant and then as a non-holiday plant because it loses its holiday looks, as it were?
And it is hard to find large coarse leaf plants for interior plantscaping. There are lots of large plants that have soft curved edges. And there are others that are coarse and pointy, but none like the poinsettia. So they have a place.
Okay, Murph, thank you so much for that. Next week, looking to happy gardening days in 2017 with summer bulbs and seeds to order. Now, we know you're just anxious to get out there and start digging, so we're going to help you with some ideas of stuff to put in the ground and get growing in 2017. Now, if you've got a gardening question that you'd like to ask Murph, go to our website, wglt.org/grow. There's a form there. Fill it in. Send it along to us. And we might have it on the air. That's wglt.org/grow.